Making the most of this issue for the October 2002 Ensign magazine. New details of a mobbing. Restoration of the historic John Johnson home in Hiram, Ohio, brought out new details about the night in March 1832 when a mob attacked the prophet Joseph Smith. Read the article, Remember Hiram, Ohio. Achieving oneness in marriage. Want to build a lasting marriage? It truly is a labor of love for two equal partners. President Spencer W. Kimball taught, but the rewards are endless. Read the article Gospel Classics, Oneness in Marriage. Surviving your own fiery furnace. Are you facing a fiery furnace in your own life? Draw courage from the experiences of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the article Facing the Fiery Furnace, look for how the Lord helped them in their hours of greatest need and why. Women supporting the priesthood. As sisters in Zion, we can be part of the mighty work of God as we assist priesthood leaders, says Colleen K. Menlove, Primary General President. Read the article Joining in the Mighty Work of God by Sister Menlove. The basis of real education. The drive for learning among our people must have a powerful spiritual component, says Elder Henry B. Irene of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. That spiritual element, when it is effective, refines and uplifts the aims of our total education. To learn more about our obligation to learn, read the article Education for Real Life by Elder Henry B. Irene. Single with a family? Everyone is part of a family, whether or not they are married or have children. Discover ideas for strengthening your relationships with family members in the articles Part of a Family, Strengthening Relationships, and Bridging the Distance. For a stronger family, stories from Latter-day Saint Voices can help your family learn about principles like the power of prayer. See what lessons a tiny baby taught in Latter-day Saint Voices. Do you or one of your family members wonder if the Lord even knows you exist? See how He met the unspoken needs of two very different people in the article If Not for Clyde and Help Was in the Mail in Latter-day Saint Voices. Would you like to be a grandparent? Review the tips in the article in Random Sampler. Debt can be a trap for people of any age. See how one family escaped and how the children learned its perils in A Debt-Free Family in Random Sampler. A New Hymn of Praise. Read the article Hymn, O Lord, Who Gave Thy Life for Me in this issue to become familiar with a moving new hymn, O Lord, Who Gave Thy Life for Me. Home teachers and visiting teachers find the monthly messages in this issue. Did you know you can subscribe to the Liahona, the Church's international magazine, which is currently published in 48 languages? The Liahona offers many of the same articles found in the Ensign, New Era, and Friend. It also offers news and other gospel-centered materials for members in specific language areas. The Liahona can be ordered through Ward Magazine representatives. Readers in the United States or Canada may also place a credit card order for the Liahona in any of its language editions by calling 1-800-537-5971. Readers in other countries can order through the church distribution center that serves their area. The Liahona can be ordered by mail as well. The cost is $10 in U.S. funds. Send orders to Church Magazines, 1999 West, 1700 South, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84104. Gospel Topics, Activation, Latter-day Saint Voices, Choirs, Random Sampler, Church Callings, Confessions of a Den Mother, Church History, Remembering Hiram, Ohio, and Area Authority 70s, Church Service, Education for Real Life, Debt, Random Sampler, Divine Guidance, Latter-day Saint Voices, Education, Education for Real Life, Example, Latter-day Saint Voices, Faith, First Presidency Message, Be Not Afraid, Facing the Fiery Furnace, and My Obsession with Food, Family, Part of a Family, Strengthening Relationships, and Random Sampler, Family History, Latter-day Saint Voices, Fasting, Latter-day Saint Voices, Fear, First Presidency Message, Finances, Random Sampler, Forgiveness, Latter-day Saint Voices, Holy Ghost, First Presidency Message, Home Teaching, Latter-day Saint Voices, Humility, Jeremiah as Potter's Clay, Humor, Confessions of a Den Mother, Jeremiah as Potter's Clay, Joseph Smith Remembering Hiram, Ohio, Love, Latter-day Saint Voices, and Random Sampler, Marriage, Gospel Classics, Oneness in Marriage, Motherhood, Confessions of a Den Mother, Motives, Making Choices for Eternity, Music, Random Sampler, Obedience, Facing the Fiery Furnace, Jeremiah as Potter's Clay, and My Obsession with Food, Old Testament, Jeremiah as Potter's Clay, Prayer, Latter-day Saint Voices, Priesthood, Joining in the Mighty Work of God, Area Authority 70s, and Visiting Teaching Message. Prophets, Joining in the Mighty Work of God, Repentance, Latter-day Saint Voices, Revelation, Remembering Hiram, Ohio, Scouting, Confessions of a Den Mother, Scriptures, My Obsession with Food, Secular Training, Education for Real Life, Service, Latter-day Saint Voices, Singles, Part of a Family, Strengthening Relationships and Bridging the Distance, Spiritual Learning, Education for Real Life, Teaching the Teachers in the Classroom, in the Home, and Reaching for a Higher Level, Testimony, Making Choices for Eternity, Ward Families, Latter-day Saint Voices, Women, Joining in the Mighty Work of God, Word of Wisdom, My Obsession with Food. End of the section, Making the Most of This Issue for the October 2002 Ensign Magazine.